Blemba Chicken Charmin, Mkhetwa aka Big Warren, a whole bunch of other AKAs. The Sobering Podcast. Very beautiful special episode.
Yebo.
We're driving in.
We in drive, man. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's us, man.
Yeah. That's us. Hey, yo, it's Big Fred, aka Young Thomas Edison, because I'm lighting up the pods.
Oh. We are Kanyisa.
Danko!
I'm assuming that's my cue. My name is Kanyisa.
You'll bring your light now.
Okay,
so. Kiki to my feet. Light away.
Hey guys, my name is Kanyisa Chakleni. Bottom line, the girl with the big forehead and a beautiful smile.
Nazo, man.
Yeah, man, welcome to the Sobering Cast.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
The Sobering Cast.
Cheers.
Salute.
Ushi.
First and foremost.
You remember that ad?
Yeah.
It's a classic.
Those, you know, you see there, ads were ads for real. Those days.
She's coming for your industry, yeah. Boy.
I know.
They were eating.
My dude is still eating.
Yeah.
No, I don't. That's the thing. I don't know the people behind the scenes. Galum does bound to be
he's
in
one
front
of the
scenes. Hi, when? Shy my advert. Oh, fuck. No, but honestly, look no further, Nyadlal. I'm shooting my shots, please. If you need
Wadlala
any,
or you shooting your shots?
I'm genuinely shooting my shots.
Okay, cool.
If ever you need umun to joke, eggs, hang advert. Halala! Wena! Wadlala! Yes, I'm your girl. Sharp. We can proceed with the podcast.
Welcome, everybody. As you can see, you've got Kanyisa in the building.
We're about to do the shandies.
We're about to touch my shandies.
Bottom line.
Hey, Kanyisa, congratulations on all of your successes, first and foremost.
Thank you so much.
About awarded the plaque.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Hey! God is good.
Amazing. And how did that feel at that moment? Did you know everything is coming, everything is certified?
How? I was like, okay, I knew Ungan Bambi and Suka was certified. But I was like, stamp on my plaque, I'm gonna get them later on, you know, it is what it is. I would how? Mangati claps after my performance. Why guys needing sugar stage? Why am I going back? Kanti bazonginika ama plaque yo ngakhala into bengimuwiyona. But those were genuinely tears of pure joy and of pure satisfaction. Uba hey Kanye wayenza lento.
Validation as well.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. And I'm at a point in my life where I'm like, you know what? If I were to die today, I would die God with a smile on my face. God forbid.
Touch wood.
Mm. But with the
touch
smile,
the
I'd be happy. Yes, mm. Yes. You know? Yeah. Everyone's like,
knock on wood.
Whoa.
I don't have to touch.
You?
I prompted it, so I don't have to touch.
Oh, okay. Sharp. Yeah. Okay.
That's
dope.
Beautiful. Let's take it back to 2020, I think it was.
Yeah.
2020, you just lost your job. It's a lockdown.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
What makes you pick up the phone and say, I'm doing TikToks?
The phone looked at me and I was like, when was on Zelimali? Somewhere, somehow. Mm. From that point on, I started opening all of the social media platforms, opened my accounts, made my profiles, made my bios, and I was like, let's go. YouTube, hi guys, it's your girl KP coming at you right now. I went on TikTok. We're dancing.
Comment, and subscribe.
Yes, yes. Yo. But my content, I had this thing of, you'll get a different version of me on every app. Like, on Twitter, you'll get the very shy self. I don't talk a lot on Twitter. Twitter is not for the faint-hearted.
Yeah,
I can say that.
That's true.
Then Facebook, yes, very fun all around. I used to post on Fridays. I just opened a new thing on every app, and TikTok was the app that actually took off and was like, boom. I was like, oh, guys, all I spoke about was my forehead. From there on, I started building my brand.
Yeah.
Then somehow, when I saw about, after I reached 500,000 followers on TikTok.
That's crazy.
I was like, okay, let me introduce Bandi Akula too. Actually, started with the music.
I was about to say, was the music always the plan?
Yeah. The music was the plan. But obviously, being a black child from a black household, you can't convince mama no tata ba mama ndiyo ukula ndon.
Yeah.
Inton lonto so ukula ndon. Imali yenze kanjani ekuculeni. Our parents can't believe that people will pay you ba uyo ukula. Like, uyo.
Also, parents from a small town as well.
You know, from a small town, Mpumalanga. Yeah. And all they know is the industry. Dad is the metal industry, mining industry, he's there. Mom is in the transport industry. So, manje, I understand that, okay. Manje, wena, utu yokula, manje, so yenza. Sisi, tell us further. How are you going to make this? I had to work, make the money, then go give them and say, bazali, nah,
I'm here.
Imali.
Mara.
Then they said, oh, I see, I turned on. Eating lengo. Okay, yes, that. No. They were fully supportive from the get-go. They would take me to auditions. But driving from 4 a.m. So figure up early for auditions. Outside audition rooms. Njeng, Lindy, Little Balam. So my parents have been big part of my support system. Mara besinga kulumu nga bazali.
Nesika besinga kulumu.
Nesika kulumu nga chopu. Hey, yabon kutu nkambe. Nga hamba nga ye maputo.
It's all part of the journey, man.
It's all part of the journey.
But quick one. How you cross from Mpumalanga? Just a quick one.
You're born and raised in Mpumalanga. So my isibhedlela lengazalwa kiso esekhunda. Ngazalelwa e-Evander Hospital ngo 1995.
Anyway,
then it's a long time ago. I know.
Not too long. Trust me, we've been there long.
So okay, umama no tata came to Mpumalanga. In fact, dad took my mom and they high school sweethearts, by the way. But tata na ke bahlala bonke eMpumalanga. Then dad was like working that side. Then nam ngendenzeka that side. So ndazalwa pha primary, high school, tertiary. But going home, I understood that there's a home. So that's why, okay. Oh, mama no tata, baba se bayi, tata se transkai. You know, the whole bloodline, the whole ancestry. Your uncle and tata made sure that he has fundis. But okay, kogwe nukulap. Your surname goes like this. He did a good job. That's why you guys are always sure. It's like, ikhoza la seMpumalanga. That's why nesiZulu ngiyakhona ukukhuluma isiZulu mangifuna kyahona go bulela tuno you know, because that place is a very industrial place and so many people from other provinces go there for work. Ubona ngo December, it becomes so empty.
It did, yeah.
Because wonke umuntu uphi ugodukile. You know, so yeah, it's just that I had to obviously make the most of my family being that side. And that's, I grew up there. That's my home.
That's beautiful.
It's home for me.
That's beautiful. Yeah. And the music, how did that get started?
Yo. There was a show. I don't know if you guys know. There was a show called Vodacom Next Level. Yes, AKA Zala.
Yep.
With
DJ Zintle.
DJ, yes.
Ricky Rick, Rest of Soul.
You know?
Yeah.
From that show, that was when I was like, okay, this is what I want to do. Because I saw, but Aibo, this is actually a career. Because looking around and being around the likes of DJ Zintle, Euphonic, you get to see about, and a lot of things are making sense now. So from there, I went to, when we went, after the show, went back home, trying this music thing again. I met up with Ukabza, made a song. Now Ukabza, I think he was still in the come up at that point, but he was about to blow. Ukabza the Small, yes, Ukabza the Small.
Not the Skabza.
No, no. Oh, it's Skabza too.
Yeah.
So, guess how record? I don't know if you guys know it. Chikeleza.
Yes.
Yep. Soak yeah. up from the first EP. Da, da, da. Then after that, I was like, okay, let's go. Let's go. Kanti doesn't work like that.
Mm.
One lesson I had to understand was that just because you are featured by a big name or you are attached to a big name doesn't mean you are the big name.
Yeah.
People don't know you. Kapsa's
yeah.
people know him.
Yeah.
And they appreciate you. They love you for coming through and singing and doing your thing.
Yeah.
But it's not that.
But it's not you they're here for.
No, no, no. Yeah. No, no, no. Mm. That's why I was like, okay, kushukuthi. And it wasn't even a game plan, gay TikTok. This,
yeah.
But this is where it came to play. People started loving me for being the quirky, fun, bottom line forehead girl, right? And then I kind of one video and I was like, oh guys, I also kind of sing too. Hey, boom, here's a song I did. Like, oh, that's you.
Mm.
And then obviously building game, everything grew from there and everything grew simultaneously. The influencing, the artist, the music. And then yeah, the rest is history, honestly.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
How did that initial meetup with Kabza even happen?
Great question.
Yo, it was through Licheza.
Mm.
Licheza organized the studio session. It was like, ah, man, I think you'd be dope. And actually, the song was actually intended to be a Gqom song.
Hey, but then,
Kabza Gqom.
Yeah, back in, you see, that's how long ago it was.
Mm.
So Gqom, when Gqom was still popping, before we even knew that Amapiano was going to be a thing, Uchigeleza was actually intended to be a Gqom song.
Nice. Dope.
That's an
shout
anecdote.
Out to Gqom. Shout out to Gqom, Shout out to Gqom.
Oh, that's crazy, man. So now, okay, that happens.
Yes.
And then also you kind of, or you're led to establishing your own brand after seeing, well, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Attaching a name to...
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
A bigger name doesn't necessarily mean you get their
that's true.
Their fans
that's
or
true.
their audience. So now in the music part of it, because now you're speaking about establishing your brand also just like on TikTok with influencing now. So in music, how did you make that transition to make sure that you are Kanyisa the brand alone? Because it seems like something that a lot of vocalists in the piano world
struggle
with
struggle,
sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know them. Sometimes you're just like, oh, he was actually on that song.
Oh, yeah.
So how did you establish yourself as Kanyisa, the Yano vocalist? That's amazing.
Mm, so it had to begin with, if I would have to, an exact moment, it would have to be Ungangibambi. Ungangibambi, I decided to post a sound of a little snippet. And then I was like, let me just act out what I'm actually singing on the song. And I did that, and I did that. And I found another guy who used the same sound, and he made a dance out of it. And I was like, huh, okay, this is actually dope. I tried copying the dance. I couldn't. I was like, oh, this guy is good. Who else can dance? People started joining Ungangibambi. Ungangibambi became a challenge. And I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. I guess people are now recognizing that this is my song. And then the artwork.
Yeah.
The artwork had myself and Jazik on it. And that's when they're like, oh, hi. Which means she's really, big, really singing now. And I guess it was a matter of acceptance from there, where people were like, yes. Yeah, we love your music. And for me, it was a thing of, from there, I just have to keep proving to people why I should stay. Why should you stay, Kanye?
Why should you stay
the musician? Why should we stream your stuff? Why should we? So every song I released, I was like, okay, why should I stay? Boom, make another song.
The other thing that interests me is the business.
Because
I think you've got your own label.
Yes.
That you were signed under.
Yes. So I signed myself under Superstar Studios.
And you've got a studio.
Yes, I have a studio.
Yes.
So Marcus, Marcus is one person that has always been by my side. This is song competition. So the four of us were a band. And then get life happened.
Which Marcus?
Marcus MC, not Marcus Harvey. Oh. Marcus MC. He started as my bassist and then he went on, he fell in love with his own production situation and he started buying this equipment. And I was his guinea pig, basically. So he was like, "Hi, man, kaze wethu, say record, send us something, even have an EP we released." And it's been us two. And then came my manager, Umsenzo. See, then, in fact, all of my team, everyone is from back home in Mpumalang.
Mm.
Take everyone, bring them this side. We'll work on it. We'll see. We'll figure it out, guys. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Yeah. Yeah. But
why the decision to sign yourself and not look for a record deal?
Mrs. Marcus was, he had done his research and he was like, relax, I got this. We'll do it this way. We'll do it this way. So I've been basically following whatever lead he gives. He's like, okay, sharp, let's do this. Let's do this. He's very smart about a lot of moves that he's made. And I'm super, super grateful that I've been part of his journey and he has been part of mine.
Shout out to Marcus.
That's fire. That's fire. Oh man, dope. So now we get to a point where you're influencing your music also now merge in a beautiful way, you know. Case in point, this campaign that we are here to also speak about.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
Shout out to InDrive. The big shout out to them. And this is the Lighter Khayelitsha campaign.
Yes. The camera loves me here.
It really does.
We're just having a moment.
We understand why. We were gone for a second.
Sorry.
Sauce, guys. We're here now.
Jesus.
Hey, welcome to the Khayelitsha pod. Yo,
welcome to the Khayelitsha show right now.
And hey, we love it. So now you're doing this campaign.
Yes.
And tell us how everything like basically came into fruition. Tell us about the Lighter Khayelitsha campaign by InDrive and you.
Yo. Okay, so I don't know if you guys have noticed, but being a musician in South Africa, vele, you need social media presence these days.
Yeah, bro.
Gone are the days where a big major league recording label can say, here is Mang Mang, and this is your celebrity, guys, and then we start screaming. No.
Yeah.
People are choosing their celebrities now.
Hey, they were those
people
days.
People are liking
you.
They were those days.
I love how you put it.
No.
We play them on the radio 10 million times and you like it.
Like, you end up liking a song. Yeah. You're like, okay.
You really are from 95.
Oh.
You really are from 95.
So, being in this generation and now, you still realize that social media, everything, our power is in our hands, T.
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
We're the generation where we choose our celebrities now.
Mm-hmm.
We like, according to a like and views and streams. It's look at what happened to Tyler. Tyler just blew up over a video of Come On. Because we're like, she is dancing, come on. And pouring water down her back. So, yeah, understand, social media, everything works hand in hand. So, this campaign, hey man, more than anything, it had my name on it because Khayelitsha. Yeah, Khayelitsha.
Yeah, bo.
Turn on the lights.
Yeah.
Khayelitsha. Khayelitsha. You know, it was such a beautiful initiative where InDrive was like, okay, let's do this. You guys will make a song. Ne? They trusted us, myself, Sbura Malera, and Ice Beats. And they were like, okay, you guys will make a song. And then if you guys get the streams that we need, we'll ensure that things are done and we make things happen. I'm like, okay, sharp. Happen where, Khayelitsha? Sharp, how? The how was the big question, right? But no. For every 2,000 streams of the song, right, is equal to one light. A Khayelitsha.
As in one street light.
Yeah. One street light, a Khayelitsha. So I'm like, Manje, are you telling me that?
Who needs an alarm in the morning when McDonald's has sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles and a breakfast cutoff? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Now I'm calculating my money. Do they realize that if Lengoma will really do the things, if you get my million, imagine who should go to Lama?
Yeah,
I'm a lead. You know? It was a beautiful initiative, and I'm very happy to be part of it because my name is.
You live up to your name.
You know, I live up to my name genuinely. You know, I'm all about bringing ukanya. Ukanya, man, has so much positivity and it radiates good energy. So, wakanya and safety. So, bona manje ukuthi kwenzakala lapha.
Love it.
That's why I thought you were from Khayelitsha.
Oh no, same. I also thought I'm from Khayelitsha, but a lot of my family is from there.
That's crazy. Why did you think you're
from Khayelitsha?
My parents are telling me about, oh yeah, you are from... Yeah, because ngisho kwa Gamala, because they told you what your name is. Did you choose your name? Exactly.
That's funny because his name is the chosen one.
Yeah. Whoa! Yes. Drop the mic. Whoa!
Yeah.
But I'm just saying the thing of ufiga so ubizwa ngo Khanyisa.
Yeah.
You didn't choose. You didn't. Yeah, ufiga nje so ubizwa ngo Khanyisa, and then you're like, oh, I guess that's my cue. You know. So, hi Manwit, what a beautiful initiative.
I also love the initiative. Nah. I think a lot of people should look into doing things of that nature, you
That's
know.
So
just
true.
Also just, you know, giving back to the community.
That's so true.
In a purposeful way. Yeah. You know what I mean? And also including people to feel like they're also part of the initiative. So everybody that streams a song actually feels like they're contributing to making
making a difference.
So we as consumers can also institute some sort of change, you know, by just listening.
Yeah, party with a purpose.
Yeah, party with a purpose.
Party with a purpose.
Enjoying.
Under street lights.
Enjoying lights are being built, you know. Kwakhanya
Khayelitsha. You know. Kwakhanya Khayelitsha.
Yeah, you know.
The city is just crazy. Khayelitsha, Khanyisa.
You know, we understand that.
Shout out to InDrive for also, you know,
Shout out to InDrive.
I mean, like, I know we're still on Khayelitsha now, but I hope, like, it expands to other regions.
Oh yes, definitely.
Yeah, I don't know if it's with other songs or whatever. We keep it to the same song, but this is beautiful, and I feel like more people should benefit from it. But I agree.
Because we did some calculations. We're like, what if the song reaches like 500,000 streams? How many lights are those? You know, I don't think it can end.
It definitely.
Sound by there. Do the math.
So we
wish and hope that InDrive will see the impact and actually expand to other regions as well. Yeah.
Yeah. That's beautiful, man. It's 250 lights.
I'm a boss.
It might be
the beautiful thing,
you know, guys.
2,000 streams equal to one light.
It might be
250 lights.
Wait.
You guys are betting.
If it's 500, you divide by 2.
500,000.
Yes. But then it's 2,000. How many 2,000s go into?
500. Yeah, no.
How many 2,000s go into?
I should calculate something.
You know, and Khayelitsha will be lit. But Awuyenzanga immense lit.
No.
Donkey!
What's happening here? What's happening here?
All we know is that Gulit.
Which is more than enough. Like, I mean, it's a lot of lights. When you think about the township and how many lights are in a street, you get like 3 or 4 lights, big lights.
Ish.
If you get any, bro. If you get any, actually.
Yeah, so,
ish.
It's good nonetheless.
Yeah.
A lot of lights.
Yeah, I agree.
It's going to be day all day. In Khayelitsha.
Already the sun sets very late in Cape Town. So
children are not gonna be able to sleep.
Me, I'm still back at like the music, né?
Yes.
Where were we? You just did the song with Gabza.
Mm-hmm.
And then Do you stay in Secunda or do you move to Joburg?
Oh, I stayed a long time in Secunda. I had luckily ke emsebenzini. In fact, besen na imoto, yabo.
Yeah.
So that car worked, shame. You know what? In fact, can we drive the car in so it can speak for itself? How hard it worked.
Let's do that.
Shame. If that car was to be interviewed, it would say all of the stories. I would pack that car full of my clothes, outfits, change, because we'd drive from there because of a radio interview, and then we'd have to stay
from Secunda
over
to Joburg.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes. For months, but okay, the interview's on Wednesday. Then we have a gig on Friday. Like, okay, I guys, Agnankinga will spend the night somewhere. Felisipo, okay, esonke. And then we carry out those duties. After that, kya kotuko. So it was a thing of up and down, up and sometimes would be one day in and out. Some day would ensure that we come from Secunda. We land here in the morning, we do the radio interviews, we do the whatnots. At night, we attend studio sessions. We go see Bostoki. We go see, that's where we even met Tycoon. Mm. I've worked with Sir Trill in those circumstances. And we just made the best of whatever was going on until we felt strong enough financially as a business, not even myself personally, but as a business. Because I was like, I'm not going to move alone, guys. Yeah, we have to move as a team. If we're not good as a team, let's keep working while we're back home in the comfort of home. From there, we can then mobilize, you know. So we use the car a lot until such time where we're like, okay, guys, I think we're financially fit enough to move into a young little Nyana apartment, of which we did.
Mm.
For about the first year, we stayed in that apartment. We worked.
And how many is we?
We, yo, it's myself.
Marcus
Senzo. And
shout
then
out to Senzo, man.
There was, yes, Senzo, my manager, yes. Then Sly. Yo, we have a lot of, I call them my children. Mm. I call them all my children. We're like, these are producers that want to work on their craft. Sly, amazing at every other genre, piano, hip hop, da 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 da. Then we have Tycoon, who's like the skija, you know. So, and any other producer, because a lot of people I met through Tycoon, because he's from Soweto.
Yeah.
And he kept bringing people into the house, into the studio, and we kept making music. It's like, yo, who's this? Oh, yo, he's dope. Yo, whoa. And then we got familiar with Joburg, and that's how we're just maneuvering, you know. We're building relationships. Oh. We're getting to understand how things work, how conversations go. And yeah, man, it's been amazing since then.
I love this story.
That is so,
it's wonderful.
So fire.
Hey,
Now, landing in terms of the genre that you make.
Yes.
You know, how fixated on the genre are you? Or do you want to still also dabble into other genres? Or do you want to be known as a Yano artist?
I am just one thing I love about amapiano, right?
Mm.
Amapiano are so versatile. And that's why I think the genre is here for quite a while. It's been 3 years now. Three, four. Since amapiano was...
In terms of dominating.
Has been the Yano. So, ngingene ngayo, but my first love would have to be Afro Soul, you know, the Ama Vibes, Amanda Black. Yes. So... I was like,
I do hear you saying
I'm not gonna change how I feel about music. I'm just gonna incorporate it. So I do have my chanty songs, you know, the vibey songs for the clubs and you know, the Zula Zula, Ngangbambi, you know. Mm. And I do have the singing soft side, you know. So amapiano is flexible in that matter. You would see any other genre can be incorporated in. I'm a piano.
This is true.
Yeah, subject matter can go from whatever you can sing about. God, you can sing about.
You can rap even on I'm a piano. You know what I'm saying? So, as fixated, I wouldn't say I'm going to be forever piano. If it grows bigger than it already is, sure. But I'm definitely flexible on working with other genres, with other producers. I even went to a camp in Nigeria and worked with Burna Boy's producer.
Come on, amazing.
Shout out.
Shout out to Funkilla.
You know, and I was like, I actually realized that it's so easy, it's so seamless for me to blend into any. I'm a very flexible artist. I realize that. But I even have a song now I'm going to release with Spectacular and DJ Naves.
With Beast.
Yes, with Beast and myself. It's called Goto and Mr. Taylor as well. So I'm like, I'm there. Where's the DJ with my looms on decks? Afrotech, I'm there. You know, so I do have songs that are outside of Amapiano. It's just that Amapiano happened to be the one that took off.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah.
Well, now you're done for whatever.
For whatever, even jazz. Lara G.
Because
what I want to ask is this, just to take it back to Intrae for a bit. This is quite a dope initiative, you know, it's helping people, it's helping communities. Do you sort of have that in yourself as well? Like, how much of a philanthropist are you and things like that?
I mean, not to exert pressure, you know?
Yeah, no.
I'm big on helping. I love helping people. It's just that now I'm very cautious about who I help because you don't know what intention a person has. But Intrae Gengoku was like, for the community, I'm like, okay, yes, I am there.
For the community, you know, at large.
At large. You know, it's very hard for me as Ukhanyisa to say, Haike, this is what I'm going to do. It's like, So having a big brand back you up to do something good or having a big brand make you part of an initiative, it just gives you that upper hand. Let's go, let's do it. Even if it means I must go help put the lights in, I will do it because kunceda, you know. I love kunceda. Philanthropist, hlambe kancane. I'm getting there.
Mola.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, I asked that because I know that Intrae has plans to do even more things in future. You know, I was just wondering if it aligns with you. And, you know, so which is beautiful because we'd love to see you guys do even more things together in future, you know. So it's beautiful to know that. And we look forward to what you guys are going to be doing.
I agree.
In future, whether thank it's lights, so tabs, because I know it's lights just not a lights cake. Thing.
True.
Lights, tabs. Lights everywhere. You know, getting rid of pit toilets, you know, all the things that where we can
there's
help.
There's a lot of things. Yeah, I know. You watch the news.
Yeah.
You can
I'm
say.
A goodness man. we're looking forward to. Shout out to you and InDrive.
Yeah, thank
man.
You so much. Shout out to InDrive.
Big shout out to InDrive. Shout out to InDrive.
Everybody loves McDonald's fries. So yes, you accused your mom of stealing some of your fries on the way home. But the bag did feel a little light.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Now, yo, what we can do is our bit.
Stream.
Yes, please stream the song.
Stream the song.
It's actually a nice song, guys.
That's all you need to do.
You know?
You don't have obvious, to do much. You're on it.
Yeah.
And I went on Twimbo, so
yeah.
I don't think you'd be on a bus.
Are you selling me dreams?
I would never.
That's what this city sells, my dear.
You know what the city sells.
We have to, that's all we can sell.
We'll switch it up.
But I don't have it in my inventory to sell to you.
Yeah.
I hear you.
I can sell you truth, though.
I like that.
Yeah,
I actually prefer being sold truth, you know. This industry is big on selling dreams. I even now know how the conversation goes of umuntu who's don't think sell my poop. I say, you know, gonna make you big, gonna make you big.
You're gonna be a star.
I'm for it. Relax. Calm down. It's okay. You don't have to. If I want to rock with you, I will rock with you. I'm a very energy person. Muntu ngumuzwa ke conversation
with us. Energy things.
Right? Energy vibes.
Kanyisa light, you know?
Exactly. Big on energy.
Yeah. Just before we sort of conclude, I just want to ask, in terms of in studio, working with Ice Beats, and if you can just sort of give us a behind the scenes lens, what went into making this song?
Yo, they don't need any introduction. Ice Beats, Spura Malera, dope. When you hear that, guy. Yeah, yeah. You know it's about to go down. It's not even a question. So I was like, I'm in good hands. I know. In fact, the process of making the song, I just listened to what Ice Beats made. He used a few of the in-drive pings and notification sounds. He used them in the song. And I was like, this is so dope. The beats, the lock drum, when it goes in. I said, no, Ice Beats, when a sharp literally mic got on there, and I was like, can you see this way? Can you see this way? Can you... When I wanted the message to not only stick to just the campaign, I wanted to be used for any other thing as well. Whenever you're feeling down, about can you see this way? Yabo, can you see this way? Whether can you see this way, lakho, whether can you see this way for real, or can you see this way, you know? Positive energy, positive vibes, that's what I'm about.
Yeah.
That's beautiful, man.
The rest is history, man. We made magic. Begulula wetu sebenza no puti. They're very creative. As a creative, you appreciate other creatives in a creative space. Yeah.
Lovely.
Marvelous, man.
Oh, man. I think with that being said, you guys know you have to stream the joint.
Available everywhere.
Please.
On all streaming platforms. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you just stop on a note?
Can you see this way?
Can you see this way?
Come on.
Please do stream, guys, for real.
What
at a time, please.
No, you go first. Can you say Lisa?
Okay. In drive.
Woo!
Let's hear this.
Earlier.
Can you say this way? Can you say this way?
Okay, you know what?
Ozan.
E for effort.
Yeah, man.
You know what? Q for effort.
Hectic.
Q for effort.
Yeah.
You know, we can do ad libs, man. Come on.
Yeah. Oshai.
Okay. Can you? You know what? It doesn't get better than the real thing.
You know, I was about to say the song
we just stop and listen. By the way, on that note, listen to the song, stream it.
Beautiful.
Thank you, guys.
That's a beautiful version of what we just tried to do. It's available on all streaming platforms. Go check it out.
Lighter Kailich is the title. Pump
that song. Lighter, let's do good. Yeah.
Here's the artwork. Where's my phone?
Well, so
you're gonna share the artwork. Please show. Yes, that's the artwork.
I'm gonna put it in there.
What is quelling? What's going on?
You have to quell it with the queen.
Quell it with the queen.
Yes, I do want to quell it.
You quell it.
I do want to quell it, but I want to quell it.
That's the cool.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Kylie has the quell.
No, you quail on Kylie, Jayabon.
That's the queen.
That's the queen.
Yeah, so basically,
you see,
think about it.
You have to deal with it.
How are you?
Hi, shout out to my dicky.
Shout out to my dicky every day, man.
Can we wrap up? Thank you.
Can you say you've been wonderful, man?
Thank you so much for having us.
Big shout out to you and N-Drive.
Begumnandi Shemlana.
I know.
Aware.
Should I make a song for you guys?
Come on,
shut up.
Okay, Konje, what's the name?
It's the Sobering Podcast.
Sobering Podcast.
Sobering Podcast.
Hold on. So, whoa, I'm kidding, guys. No, I'll make something for real, for real.
Cool, thank you. Kito. While Kito lives away. Yes.
Okay, I heard that in the headphones. That's the thing. Sorry, guys.
Sorry, what did
No.
Yes, real.
No.
I am a funny girl.
We're
look,
happy, guys. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Samina.
Can you see this?
Can you see this?
Did you dream that? Tango.
Shout out to my moms.
Love you, moms. We love our moms.
Yeah, every day.
And dad. I love my mom and dad.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Shout out to the moms and the dads.
Cool.
Peace.
Salute.